in this bulletin. Prime Minister Scott Morrison congratulates the United States and China on a breakthrough in their trade war. Australia urges Turkey to exercise restraint in Syria. And in rugby, Wallabies coach Michael Checker says there will be a lot of refining ahead of the team's quarterfinal showdown next week. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. United States President Donald Trump has announced a breakthrough in the 15-month trade war between the US and China. As part of the deal, the US has agreed to cancel a planned tariff increase on Chinese goods worth $367 billion Australian dollars due to take effect next week. In exchange, China will buy US agricultural products worth up to $74 billion Australian dollars and has signalled a willingness to agree to guidelines on how it manages its currency. Mr. Trump says phase one of the deal has been finalised.
We've come to a deal, pretty much subject to getting it written. It'll take probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or 5 weeks. As you know, we're going to be in Chile together at the big summit, and maybe it'll be then, or maybe it'll be sometime around then. But we've come to a deal on intellectual property, financial services.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has commended the US and China for their breakthrough, saying he hopes the agreement is further consolidated.
I've always been optimistic about this because I've always known what people are trying to achieve here is to secure a deal, to secure a new agreement that recognises the modern economy and modern nature of the trading relationship should be in existence. So you heard today some pretty important things that I have also been talking about being included in this arrangement when it comes to particularly technology and IP and things of this nature. This is a good thing.
United States troops in northern Syria have come under fire from Turkish forces as air and artillery strikes on Turkish militia continue. A Pentagon spokesman says the explosion occurred in an area known by the Turks to have US forces present. But the Turkish Defense Ministry denies targeting US troops, saying its forces were returning fire after being targeted by Kurdish fighters about a kilometre from the US outpost. Meanwhile, the Australian government has called on Turkey to exercise restraint in northeast Syria. At least 100 civilians are dead and 100,000 have fled their homes as fighting continues for a third day. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she's been in communication with Turkish officials and urged them to stop their offensive.
DFAT and officials have been in consultation both in Ankara and in Canberra and continuing to raise our concerns. This is going to contribute significantly to instability and to danger, quite frankly, in the region. And the flow-on effects from that are very, very concerning.
But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country has no intention of stopping its operation. Back home, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton after remarks he made were criticised by the Chinese government as shocking and a malicious slur. In some of the strongest criticism of the Chinese government by an Australian minister, Mr. Dutton says China's actions often conflict with Australian values and democratic forms of government. Citing examples, he accused the Chinese government of stealing intellectual property, being behind cyber attacks on Australian targets, and muzzling free speech. Mr. Morrison says Mr. Dutton's remarks have been misunderstood.
What Peter was talking about was the fact that there are differences between Australia and the People's Republic of China. Of course there are. We're a liberal Western democracy based on Western liberal democratic values. China is a communist party state, and that's their country. And we recognise the sovereignty of their values and their systems. So I would warn against any sort of overanalysis or overreaction to those comments.
In rugby, Wallabies coach Michael Checker says the team will be refining their ball-in-hand strategy heading into the knockout stages of the World Cup. In the wet, windy pre-typhoon conditions, the Wallabies refrained from kicking in general play to ultimately beat Georgia 27-8. Checker says the team will be sticking to the ball-in-hand strategy in the quarter-final against England.
It's pretty obvious. We're the lowest kickers in international footy. We like to play with the ball in our hands. We knew the conditions would be tricky, and I thought we did drop a bit too much ball. We carried a bit too much ball on our chest. In the conditions, that's going to happen. You're going to get balls spinning out. So they were clean drops. But I thought our carrying was strong. We didn't have the finishing touch on a lot of stuff, so we definitely need to put that on, and we'll prepare that and we'll be ready for it, yeah, to finish the opportunities that'll come our way next weekend.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, similar conditions and 24. Perth, much the same, 22. Hobart, also partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, similar conditions and 20. Wollongong, much the same, 18. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 19. Newcastle, similar conditions and 20. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.